Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home. Amen. We honor God where we honor God, love families, love serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. We're having fellowship after service, and you know what? I'm preparing myself. I'm ready for a good meal, amen? But you know what? We're going to have some spiritual food first. Prepare yourselves to receive. You know, if those around you don't want to receive it, I receive it for myself. But I come to receive what God has for me, amen? And He's got something for you all the time, amen? So, bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Él tiene mucho para usted. Usted reciba lo que el Señor tenga. Amen. So praise God. Our message is going to be this. Love and bloom for Jesus. Amen. Woo-hoo. Man, you got to love and bloom for Him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Leave a new you. Amen. I come. I'm going to hear the good news, and I'm going to leave a new person. The old is gone. The new is in. I'm going to be present with Him. The Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Amen. So all you need to do is make yourself available. Be available to Him. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So praise God. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. See you how He sees you. How does He sees you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. And you can overcome all these things, no matter what the enemy brings. You know what? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. The Bible says, submit yourself to God. You resist Him, and He's got to go. Because the greater, you know who's backing you. You know who's with you. You know you got on God's winning team. And so, you know, when you stand against Him, He's got to go. Not only go, He says He's got to flee. I mean, He just don't want to hang out anymore. So He has to go, praise God. Amen. I got a nugget I want to read at you. And it goes, well, let's do this first, Conry. Yay, declaration. Okay, ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, remember. We fight a spiritual battle each and every day. So we have to keep our minds renewed all the time. Because if you don't renew your mind, you're going to start thinking like the world. You're going to hear things. You're going to be bombarded with negative things everywhere you go, everywhere you walk, everything you see or hear. So you got to renew your mind. Say, wait a minute, the Word of God doesn't say that. If that's not from the Word of God, you know, I'm not receiving it. I'm going to walk according to what the Word of God says. Amen. Renew your mind and walk in what the Word tells you to do. Not in what they're saying. Not the negative things you hear. But I'm going to press on with what God wants me to do and what the Word says. Amen. So if that's not for me. You know, if you don't know, you're going to fall in a trap. You're going to fall for the wrong things. Amen. So let's remember that. Anyway, our first nugget goes like this. Attitude. Attitude says you can choose to have a joyful way, you can choose to have a peace, or you can choose to maintain a peaceful heart. You can choose to pursue a love walk even with your enemies. And I guarantee you, you're going to have enemies. Amen. The Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want you to draw close to him, to Christ, okay? He wants to come steal, kill, and destroy your time. And he's going to send those that are with him to distract you. Amen. You have a free will. You can make the decisions to walk in power, or you can walk in defeat. The choice is yours. Amen. Let's know what the Word of God says and walk in His strength, to walk in His power. Amen. No one can take control of your attitude, not even me. Amen. That's talking about God. You have free will. Amen. You've got to line up with what the Word of God says and start doing what the Word says. God is not going to force you. You have a free will. You got to do it. This is what the Word of God says. You know what? I'm going to start walking in the Word. I'm going to start doing what the Word says. Amen. So don't blame others for your outlook, but look upward towards me. When you feel your attitude deteriorating, start praising me. Start worshiping me. and start rejoicing in me. The Bible says in Psalms 118:24, it says, this is the day I have made. It says, rejoice and be glad in it. It didn't say, be sad in it. Amen. It didn't say, start looking at all your problems. Oh, man. You know, when you wake up and you think about, it's a new day. But, man, I've got so many things to do. Amen. Doom and gloom. That's all you're going to think about. You know, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay in bed. I don't, you know, you sound negative. Just remember, I gave you this day. And you know what? I have a mission for you. And you can fulfill that mission. But you got to line up with what the Word of God is telling you to do. Rejoice and be glad in it. Woo, hallelujah. You know, you're going to be a witness for Him. People are going to see you and say, what's so joyful about this day, Mary? You got so many things to do. Yeah, but greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you. Anyway, so let's continue. Amen. And one more nugget I got for you is serving God. And we are all here to serve Him. We're not here to just stay by the wayside and do nothing. Sit or como se llama and be lazy. No. He says, you have a generous spirit. You generously bless many, but it blesses the Lord the most. Amen. You're doing God's work. You know what? It's not only going to please Him, it's going to please those around you. Amen. Especially when you notice even the little things. Every time you give your time, share your counsel, spend your money, or just offer a smile, a kind word to somebody who is having a bad day. Amen. God gives you a word. Go tell them I love them. Go tell them something nice. You know, you can do that. You're doing the Lord's work. And who is He going to use? He's the head and we're His body. So who is He going to use? He's going to use us. But you got to make yourself available. Amen. And know that greater is He that is in you. Amen. He wants to use you. You know, the world is going to tell you, you're not qualified, you're not good enough, you can't do this, you can't do that. I say, that don't line up with the Word of God. That don't line up with what He told me. He says, the old is gone, the new is in. I am born again. I'm a new child of God. Amen. It blesses the Lord. He's going to bless you. And you are displaying His fruit of kindness. You're displaying His love when you sacrifice what you need or what you want in order to give someone else what they need and what they want. Remember this. When you do these things unto the Lord, there will be a great reward for you. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Even you share a cold cup of water with someone in Christ's name, your reward awaits. So no, serve as if serving Him Himself. Amen. And we're going to read the scripture here in a few more minutes. But Colossians 3:24 says in the New King James, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. And 24 says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive a reward, the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you know what? You got to get your flesh lined up with what the Word of God says. You got to dethrone yourself and put Him on the throne. I'm a new creature in Christ, you know, and God is on the throne. And He's going to use me to bless His people. And when you're being a witness unto Him, guess what? You're going to bring people into the kingdom of God. We're His ministers of reconciliation, going somewhere to happen for somebody. So don't see yourself as, I can't, and stop saying, I can't. And start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who anoints me, and who wants to use me. Yeah. You know, everything out there, you know, says, you're not good enough. The world is going to say that. You're not qualified. You're not good enough. I can't use you. You've done this. You've done that. And they're going to bring up your past. Jesus says, I forgive and forget. You need to do the same thing. You got to forgive and forget and press on. And listen, go to Him when you need something. Go to Him when you need strength. Go to Him. He's always there. And He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you got to go to Him, you know. Cast all your care, all your burdens, all your past to Him. Because the world's going to hold it against you. Even families. Amen. So, let it go. Let it go. Don't hold on to it anymore. Praise God. We're going to be talking today about love and bloom for Jesus. Yes. Amen. You love and bloom for Jesus. Remember, you got to wear your Jesus glasses. Amen. And you got to love Him with love and compassion. That's what Jesus did. You know, when he was at the cross, he saw them. I mean, they crucified him. He could have just called a legion of angels to come and help him and take him. And says, you know, Father, just hold this against them. Forget it. Get me out of here. He could have said that, but he didn't. He says, Father, forgive him. Before he went to the Father, you know. He says, his mission was complete. He says, forgive him. So we can do the same thing. We got to be imitators of him. And we're going to read that in a few minutes. But embrace where God has planted you. We're going to be talking about planting. You're going to hear this a lot. God plants you. God put you here. So, you know, follow whatever plan he has for you. He has a plan for you. He didn't exclude you. He wants you to be included. You're the body of Christ. All of us. You know, we're not divided by denominations. We are the body of Christ. Amen. So see yourself the way his word says so. That's why it's so important you know what the word says. Amen. Embrace where God has planted you. In Marfa. Wherever you happen to be. You can still do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He's not leaving you. We just got to do that. It says stay what? Connected to him. Stay connected. You know, we have all kinds of powerful tools. We have all these good things, you know, but you know what? If they're not connected to the power source, they ain't going to work. They're useless. We got to stay connected to him in order to do what he's called us to do. And we got to remind ourselves and go back and renew our minds. Amen. You're going to be bombarded with all kind of negative things. And you know what? If you don't renew your mind what the Word of God says, you're going to start acting like them and being like them and saying the old things you used to do. I say, I'm not going back there no more. There's no good things for that. The old is gone. The new is in. Stay connected to him and trust his plan for you. You have a plan. Those of you watching, those of you listening, listen, God has a plan for you. Some of you have never accepted him. All you need to do is receive him. Say, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And he will. He won't turn you down. And some of you have been running. You've accepted him, and now you're running from him. Amen. So you know what? Hey, confess your sins, and he will forgive you and rededicate yourself back to him. Amen. He says he has a plan for you. Amen. He didn't take his plan from him. One day you're going to stand in front of him and says, why didn't you fulfill what the plan I gave you? And you're going to have to answer to him. You didn't do what I called you to do. So let's do that. Let's receive whatever plan he has for us. And you got to go to him. And not to your neighbor, not to nobody else except him. Keep going. It says, whatever you are, wherever you are, God put you there for a reason. He put you there to what? Bloom. Bloom, you know, where you are planted. You know, some of us know this. Well, most of us know this. We've been to school or our parents have taught us, you know, if you plant something and you stick it in the ground and you water it, guess what's going to happen? It's going to grow. And when it grows, it's going to bloom. Well, God has placed us where he wanted us to be. He's planted. He's sowed us. And you know what? We're to grow in him and we're to bloom for him. Amen. Ooh, man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. So bloom for Jesus. Amen. Keep going. These are good. Okay, leave it right there. Let me read this to you. It says, love and bloom for Jesus. Embrace where God has planted you. Stay connected to him. He says, stay connected to the vine. He is the vine. We're the branches. Amen. It says sometimes we find ourselves in situations we never expected. Embracing where God has planted or placed you can be a challenge. Stay connected to him, the vine. Be encouraged and trust that his plan is perfect for you. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about what people are saying. Receive what he's told you. Amen. He's got a plan for you. People's going to tell you, you're not good enough. You failed. You've done this. You've done that. And they always try to bring your past. Well, don't be a prisoner of your past. Press on with him. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. And John 15:5 says what? New Living Translation. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me, I and them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen. So guess what? He's the head and we're his body. Amen. And King James, New King James says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and you see the me in caps, and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. We can do it on our own. That's what the world's trying to do. You know, they're trying to do all these things on their own. But you know, the greater is he that is in you. In Jesus, you know, we trust him. He's got great plans for you. Amen. So, in the next one. Next one is Jeremiah 29:11. We're talking about he's planted you. Not only that, he says, I have a trust in that his plan is perfect. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, NIV says, for I know the plan I have for you. You can take that you and put your name there. He's got a plan for you. He didn't put you here for just to sit on your como se llama and do nothing. He didn't put you here to be lazy or be comfy. He didn't put you here to be lukewarm. You got to stir yourself up. You got to be strong for him. Amen. Anyway, it says, declare that Jesus plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. The Amplified says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, Jose. Says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Amen. You just got to get up every day and serve him on a daily basis. You know, not once in a while. You got to be have relationship with him. You know, that's Christianity. It's have a relationship with the Father. Don't let any distractions or anything or anyone come between you and him. Well, you know, I don't go to church because they hurt my feelings. Is that what you walk by, your feelings? You know, because the enemy is going to see to it that you're hurt if you allow it. But he says, renew your mind. The word says, renew yourself. You know, renew your minds, because that's the battlefield. Amen. Don't let anyone or the battlefield defeat you because of what you're thinking. Renew your mind to what the Word of God says. It says, bloom where you are planted. Keep going. It says, bloom where you're planted. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I got that one. It says, 1 Corinthians 7:17, New Living Translation, each of you should continue to live whatever situation the Lord has placed you in or placed you, and remain as you were when God first called you. This is my rule for all the churches. And we are the churches. We are the body of Christ. Nobody ever told you that. We're the body of Christ. We're the church. Amen. This is building. It's not the church. This is the building where we assemble and come together in his name. Amen. 1 Corinthians 7:17, New King James says, but as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one. Who's called you? Nobody ever told you that? God has called you. He's anointed you. And he's gifted you for such a plan, for such a mission that he has for you. So don't let nobody take that from you. He has a plan for you. And he's included you, so you be available. Amen. As the Lord has called each one, and that one, you can put your name there. He's called you. So let him walk. And so I ordain in all the churches. Amen. So keep going. This is good. It says, bloom where? Where he has planted you. You know, you could be in the smallest town. You could be in the biggest city. Still, I'm doing the Lord's work. Wherever he has planted you, just be faithful unto him. Jesus was faithful from the time he came to the time he went to the cross and went to the Father. So can we. He's our greatest example. We're to imitate, be imitators of him. Amen. It says, bloom where you are planted. You may not be what you want to do. And you know, we always walk by sight instead of faith. But the Bible says to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So let's remember that. May not be where you want to be. May not be where you want to be. Oh man, I'd rather be, and you can mention wherever you want to be. But not in Marfa, no. You know, there's nothing. With God, you have everything. Amen. Says, you may not be in the right circumstances. It says, grow, mature, flourish, and be fruitful for him. That's what he wants us to do, to grow and mature in him, to flourish and to be fruitful for him. So we don't want you to stay the same. This is where you've begun and you haven't done anything. You want to grow, you know, just like you climb the ladder. If you want to get to the roof, you know what? You got to go run in that time. But you can do it. Bible says you can do all things through him. Lord, give me the strength to do this on a daily basis. Amen. On a daily basis. Because we live one day at a time. Amen. And number five says what? Be happy. Bloom. Be that flower. Be that plant. God has planted you. He wants you to be happy wherever you are. He says, bloom where you are or whatever God has planted you. Wherever God has planted you. So, Lord, here I am. You know, wherever He sends you, He wants you to be a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Know that you can do all things through Him. Wherever He sent you, it doesn't matter. Amen. Paul was a great man of God, you know, and he was a well-educated man. But he spent most of his time in prison. But you know what? Prison didn't have him. He was still serving God. He wrote two-thirds of the New Testament in prison. God used him mightily. But you know what? He wasn't sad and doomed and had anger for God because of where he was. We need to do the same thing. He says, this is where you want me, Lord. I'll do all my best for you. Because he did his best for us. Amen. So have the right attitude. Woo! If you're going to have an attitude, have the right attitude. It says, attitude is a little thing that makes what? A big difference. Amen. It's a bad attitude. It's like a flat tire. Don't go anywhere until you change it. You can't go anywhere until you change it. Because that car is going to sit there. Your attitude, you know what? Nobody wants to have it. So renew your mind with the Word of God and have the right attitude. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Go ahead. This is good. If you're going to have an attitude, the best attitude to have is gratitude on a daily basis. Just say, thank you, Lord. You know, when you get up, thank you, Lord, for this new day that you have given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. But have the right attitude, because when you show your attitude, know that you're showing your gratitude to Him. Amen. Man, this is good. Blessing me, Carmen. Keep going. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me see what I wrote here. If you're going to have attitude, just a few. The prodigal son. He said, hey, Dad, I've got some inheritance coming. All you have to do is just give it to me and I'm out of here. You probably heard that before. Maybe we did it before we came to Christ. Say, hey, Mom and Dad, give me what's mine. I'm out of here. Amen. I don't want to be listen anymore. I'm going to rebel. And we're rebelling, you know. And that's not of God. How about Moses? You know, Moses, he was picked to lead the people out of Egypt into the promised land. But you know what? When God says, you know, hey, people need some water. God says, you know, speak to that rock. And you know what he did? He hit the rock. And you know what it cost him? It cost him not to go into the promised land. It's just a little thing. God says, speak to the rock. And he hit the rock. And you know, God still honored and gave him water to water all their people and all their animals, all their livestock, everything. He blessed them. But you know what it cost you? It cost you to go into the promised land. So we got to be obedient. Amen. Be obedient to him. And Colossians, excuse me. Colossians 3:23 and 24 says, in the English Standard Version says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Amen. And the New King James says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Because we think the other way around. We're serving men. And we're just going to give you a sloppy job. Amen. So, you know, before I start any job, I just know, Lord, I'm doing this under you. And I know I can do all things through Christ because it's a mess. But I'm going to do my best. Amen. Whatever you do, do a harvest unto the Lord, not unto men. So when you settle that, you're going to do your best. 24 says, knowing that from the Lord, you will receive a reward of the inheritance. For as you serve the Lord Christ, you're serving him. When you serve him, you're not going to be sloppy. You're going to do your best. Jesus didn't come and give you slop. He didn't say, well, you know, I'm just give up. No, he didn't quit. And you know what? He knew he was going to be sacrificed. But he did his best and gave his best and he completed his mission. And that's what he wants us to do. But we got to stay focused on him and renew our strength on a daily basis. Amen. Because greater is he that is in you. But the world's going to come at you. The enemy's going to come at you. And all kinds of distractions are going to come at you. But you know what? Renew your mind with the Word of God. And say, that's not going to stop me. I'm going to stay focused. My GPS is Jesus. My GPS is heaven. Amen. This is not my home. I'm just passing through. Keep going. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesians also 6 and 7. We've had this before, but you know what? It's good to repeat. New Living Translation says, work with enthusiasm. Work with joy. Be happy. You know, when the greater one is in you, it doesn't matter what is going on around you. I am going to do my job unto him. I ain't going to try to be a people pleaser. I'm going to be a God pleaser. And this is what he wants me to do. And he says, work with enthusiasm as though you're working for who? The Lord rather than for people. If you turn that around, you're going to be working for people. Well, they treat me this way, so I'm going to treat them this way. And you're going to try to pay them back with the way they're doing you. And Jesus didn't do that. Amen. He's our greatest example. And we're to imitate him. And you've heard this so many times, but what would Jesus do? Huh? Jesus wouldn't do that. So we don't have to do it. Amen. And Ephesians in the Amplified says, rendering service with goodwill as the Lord and not only to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, he will receive this back from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. Amen. So, you know, do it unto him. And we can settle this. Amen. Woo. Again, Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. You can be happy, you know, just because they're sad don't mean you have to be sad. You know the truth. It says the truth sets you free. He loves you. He wants you. And he's got a job for you. He's got a mission for you. Amen. The New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. I, Jose, put your name on there, will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, I'm not trying to please people. Just because they're sad don't mean I ought to be sad. Amen? I'm going to be happy. And you know what? It's going to draw them. We've said this before, you know. Don't let people drag you into their storms. Drag them into your peace. Because they're going to see the greater one in you. They're going to see you. Even if you don't say anything, they'll see your words or they'll see you and your actions, how you're behaving. Were you not behaving like us? Why are you so joyful? Why are you so cheerful? You know what's going on? Yeah, but the greater one is in me. And you can have the same thing. Minister to them. Let them know you can have Jesus just like I can. But you've got to confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart. God raised him from the dead. And you can have this also. Hallelujah. And even Proverbs 17:12, I've got it, I think, in three different, go back to the other one. Yeah, it says, don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is what? My strength. Lord, I need your strength. Well, praise God. You can have it. Amen. We're just doing the B part here. Amen. But and the New King James says, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Lord, I need your strength. You think he asked the Father for strength when he went to the cross. Man, he was beat. Hollywood paints a good picture. I mean, you could see his back was ripped. Amen. It was ugly. But they still couldn't kill him until he fulfilled his mission and gave himself back to the Father by saying, first he said, forgive him, Father. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Now you can go down. Three translations here. It says, the joy of the Lord is what? In English Standard Version says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. New King James says, a merry heart. So you got joyful, you got a merry heart. Does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Amen. And the Amplified says, a happy heart. So you got a joyful heart, a merry heart, and a happy heart is good medicine. And a joyful mind causes healing. And where's the battlefield? The mind. You know what? Renew your mind. What does the Word of God say about this? He's not giving you a spirit of fear. He's not giving you sickness. He's not giving you these things. Amen. But it comes up. So renew your mind. This is what the Word of God says. So I'm going to do what the Word says, not what the thought says. Amen. It says, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Apostle Paul, listen, I was telling you about the Apostle Paul, who was in prison most of his life. But he was in prison, but the prison was not in him. Amen. You can doom and gloom. You know, remember Paul and Silas? What was they doing in prison? They was crying and just being so sad. No. No, no. I'm going to read it to you, but it's way down the road here. It says, in the midnight hour, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening. So they weren't whispering. And they were not crying. They were not saying negative things. They were praying and singing hymns to God. Amen. When you're full of God, you know, you can't let the doom and gloom come, you know. Then suddenly there was an earthquake. So the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately the doors were opened. And guess who else was listening? God was listening. And he came and set them free. Says the chains, the bonds fell off. And you know what? It woke up the jailer. And the jailer says, oh my God. He went to kill himself, and Paul shouted and says, don't kill yourself, don't hurt yourself. He said, we're all here. And he didn't, but you know what? Him and his family got saved. Woo, hallelujah. Well, I just jumped to go back there and let you know. Well, Paul was in prison, but the prison was not in him. You know, just because you're in the world don't mean the world's got to be in you. Amen. You got to renew your mind and start thinking the way the world, the way the Word of God tells you to think, not the way the world wants you to be. Because if you're copying them, you're going to be lost. Amen. It says he was a well-educated man, full of God. Amen. And he was pleasing God. It says happy, pleased, satisfied, joyful, cheerful, and contented. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He was in prison. You know, some of us get in prison and we don't know what to do. Or we just waste time, sit on our como se llama, and do nothing. Just being comfy. Amen. But Paul says he bloomed for Jesus. So can you. Amen. Whew. God planted you. Listen, God has planted you. God has gifted you. God has called you, anointed you, and equipped you. So you can do all things through Christ. Amen. But you got to remind yourself, again, this world is going to deflate you. This world is going to say things that are just going to make you want to feel that way. But I say, well, you know, you got to keep yourself renewed to what the Word of God says, not what people are saying. Amen. Amen. Do your best to honor God and serve Him wherever He plants you. You know, instead of being negative, say, well, I don't want to be here. You know, and you can go around saying all kinds of negative things. But be careful of the things you say. Amen. Amen. Be careful of the things you say. The Bible says in Psalms 118:21, it says life. Well, first says in the King James says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, you know, you can go around speaking negative things and being negative. But you know what? You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you planted. Amen. So I don't want to plant bad things. I don't want to plant negative things. I don't want to be negative. I want to be positive. And I want to sow the good things. You know what? You thought it, but you never spoke it. So you know what? You didn't plan anything. You just delete that thought and renew your mind. And you never spoke it. But if you give it voice, you either give life or death. But it's your choice. And you're going to reap what you sowed. Amen. Well, I gave it to them. No, you didn't. Because it's going to come right back at you. That's the way the Word of God works. So do your best, honor Him and serve Him wherever He plants you. And 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, but our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part where He wants it. Aren't you glad all your parts of your body are just where God wanted them? You know, I'm glad He didn't put a leg up here or a foot up here. He put everything just the way He wants it. Amen. And wherever He put you, just settle with yourself, you know, and say, Lord, thank you for putting me here. Now, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? Amen. And be ready to do whatever He wants you to do. But, and that was the New Living Translation. New King James says, 1 Corinthians 12:18, but now God has set or placed the member, each one of them in the body, just as He pleases. Amen. When you give Him the honor and say, Lord, here I am, what can I do for you? Amen. When you make yourself available, He's going to use you. Amen. Know that you can do all things through Him. Not by what the world says, but what He says. Because the world is jealous. The world is going to disqualify you. The world doesn't want to use you. You're not good enough. But God has called you, anointed you, and equipped you to fulfill whatever He wants you to do. Amen. Woo. So we're going to close with this. And we're not finished, so we'll finish this next month. Listen to this, and you can write this down. But it says, I don't think I wrote it, but it says, be yourself. Be the original God made you to be. He didn't make you a copy. He made you an original. See yourself an original. You know what? An original is better than a copy. Amen. When they want to see records, what do they ask for? They always ask for the original. Let me see the original. This is a copy. We don't take a copy. I want the original. Will you be the original for God? Because God made you. It says, be yourself. Be the original God made you to be. Don't try to be a copy, because originals are better than a copy. Amen. Whew. So again, see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you an original. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Amen. He loves you. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Do you receive, church? Hallelujah. It blesses me too. Those of you watching, those of you listening, know God wants you. Whether you've been running from Him, still He wants to use you. Amen. And don't let the world say He can't use you anymore. You've done this. And they're going to bring out all the bad things about you. Well, God's got good things for you. He's got plans for you. Amen. So praise God. You know, you've accepted Christ, now you're running from Him. Rededicate your life back to Him. And say, Lord, I've been running from You. I want to come back home. Just like the prodigal son, you know. And you know what? All you need to do is say, Lord, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. I rededicate myself back to You. I confess everything. You know what He's going to do? He's going to forgive and forget. And you got to do the same thing. And don't let people drag you and remind you. That's not a good thing. You just press on with Him. That's what He's going to say. He says, get up and press on. Amen. Fulfill what I've called you to do. But you got to keep that relationship going, because He's going to tell you what it is He wants you to do. Don't go to somebody else. Just go to Him. He's got the plan for you. He called you. He anointed you. He equipped you. And He sent you on this mission. So who do you go to? You go to Him. You don't have to go to nobody else. Amen. But spend time with Him and have relationship with Him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You have sickness in your body? Speak to it. It says, you know what? My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So I receive no sickness. I receive no malfunctions in this body. Everything functioning the way He created to function. So body, line up with the Word of God and receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. You got to say those things, because it's the Word of God. He says, by Jesus' stripes, I put all those stripes on Jesus. Amen. So you could be healed. So by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. But I got to speak the word. I don't care how many times you say it. By Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. Amen. My mind is renewed. I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Whew. That blesses me. I don't know about you. I don't know when to stop now. Keep going. Time to give. And you check the board here. It says time to give. Those watching or listening and would like to give your tithes and offerings, you still can. All you do is go to our website, nbcbigben.com. Press that donate button. It says, if you go mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. So remember, God loves you and we love you. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.